This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Dean Vandermay on the phone of Set Free Ministries. They're one of our newer partners, and I'm excited for what we're talking about today because, as you know, Set Free is an international and national ministry, so they work in the U.S. and abroad. And today we're going to recap some of the highlights of this past year, as well as cast a future vision for what's ahead in 2016. So Dean, I'd like to start with kind of looking at the past, reflecting on all that God has done in 2015 through your ministry. Could you recap some of those highlights for us?
Yeah, it's been an exciting year. We're really picking up quite a bit of ministry opportunity with our Warrior Set Free division. Steve Prince is an active in the Army right now as a reservist, but he's also doing full-time ministry here at Set Free, helping veterans with post-traumatic stress and dealing with some of the combat trauma of war. He himself was deployed twice, and so he's really been meeting with a number of different vets, and we're seeing some pretty outstanding testimonies coming from some of these vets who are getting a resolution from some of their post-traumatic stress issues, dealing with forgiveness, forgiving enemies who have taken so much from them, dealing with the trauma of war. And so he spent quite a bit of time with combat vets, and there's just some amazing results coming from some of those vets giving testimony that even some of their nightmares have ended because of dealing with some of the things they were carrying spiritually and emotionally. That would be one of the highlights of 2015, is really seeing more and more vets. We actually had one vet that was prepared to shoot himself here a few months ago, and he's just got so much faith, hope, and love now. He just wants to kind of get in the saddle and help other vets the way he's been helped. And so now he's a prayer minister, and he volunteers his time here. So going from utter hopelessness and despair to actually in ministry helping other vets, and sitting in the room with him, helping him through prayer ministry, is kind of where some of this has gone. So it's pretty exciting. Along with, we've helped hundreds of people here at Set Free. We've helped families recover from all kinds of issues going on in their homes with hurt, pain, anger, children who are cutting. There's just a lot of pain right now with a lot of people, and they don't have real answers. And so what we do is we just sit them down, and we bring the truth and love through the power of prayer and truth. And it's just amazing what God can do in a setting like that when you bring that truth and love and take them through a repentance process of, let's forgive those people that hurt you. Let's forgive the person that who may have hurt you so terrible. And when they go through that repentance process and forgiveness, and they start to learn to bless others instead of curse them, it's amazing that they're the captive that gets set free.
And I understand that you guys are helping people on an international level too. What does your process, the Set Free process that you guys use, what does that look like on the international stage?
Well, a good example, we went to Uganda, and Uganda right now has 70% of its population is age 18 or under, and that's because of AIDS. AIDS and a lot of conflicts in that area, so there's many, many orphans. And so when we go into a place like that, we say, why is everyone dying? And they'll say, well, we have AIDS and we have a disease and the government's not taking care of us. And so what we do is we take it to a spiritual dimension and we say, what about fornication? What about adultery? Is this happening among you? And they kind of hang their heads. And they say, well, yes, it's okay for a man to have a couple of wives and a few girlfriends. And we say, no, not if we're in God's family. So we take them through a process of forgiveness and repentance, of not doing it our own way, but grabbing hold of God's ways. And in that comes the blessing and renewal. And these orphan children that we're helping, not only did we bring a conference there, but I said to the pastor, these children need to be helped. And they weren't going to school, and so we started a little Christian school in one of the schools there with 42 children. That was back in 2006. And now there's 4,500 children in that same region who are being helped by that same pastor who has duplicated this numerous times. And now we have 12 schools in that one region. So that's how you really start to make an impact internationally. And these are the same children that right now are being heavily recruited by people setting up mosques from Saudi Arabia. And there's money coming from all different regions from the north. And there's almost a race for the children of Uganda. Who's going to educate them? Who's going to indoctrinate them? And I think it's time for the church, we the church, to really heed the call of God to take care of orphans and widows in distress. It's pure and faultless religion. And that's kind of what we do. So, and we make opportunities for people to be involved in helping us with that.
And I'm going to ask you about that in a second. But something really interesting that you you said before we started recording is this bloodline. It's about 10 degrees north of the equator. And these are all the kids that are being recruited by radical Islam and kind of like that race for the children you mentioned. Tell us more about that and just the realities of it that we don't hear on the news.
There's a reality. If you go 10 degrees above the equator, and if you look at 10 degrees there, you'll see countries like Nigeria, South Sudan, Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia. And if you look at how many people have died there in the last 10 years, you'll see an amazing amount of people who have died. It's in the millions. This is where Christianity and Islam meet. We call it the bloodline. This is where all the conflict is. And so the two kingdoms collide right there. And so what we need to do is the church needs to bring the truth and love to these people, and especially to the children. And if we don't do it, then what's going to happen is the indoctrination of the other will keep being pushed down to the south, and that is the goal of some of the Islamic terrorists. They want world domination, and they'll do it through force. And we say, no, we can do this through love, bringing the truth and love to others.
And that's
and
what...
So
once
they have the truth, truth sets them free. And once they have that, they can quickly see the darkness from the light and the dark are very, very evident. So you bring in truth to love to these children, and you show them who Christ is, and then they're not going to fall for other things that are simply not true.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm so excited because you guys are doing this amazing ministry, and there's an opportunity for other believers, the rest of us that are hearing your voice right now, there's opportunity for us to come alongside and help you as you reach these kids with the gospel and as you set people free here in the U.S. Can you tell me more about that? What does partnership with Set Free Ministries look like?
Boy, it can be on a very small scale. If you want to help a child internationally, we have a way you can donate online, and it's $20 a month, and you can change a child's life for eternity. It's $20. And that will guarantee that that child gets food, clothing, a new Bible. They will get a Christian education in one of our schools. And so it's for them, it's a life changer, because an orphan in Uganda does not go to school because they can't afford school fees. So not only do they go to school, they go to a Christian school, and your $20 a month will support that. We have other ways for schools to get engaged, where we have school-to-school partnerships, and that's been kind of fun, seeing other Christian schools from the States kind of adopt another Christian school, and they actually raise money for safe water and clean water for some of these schools. You have to remember, these children have nothing. They don't even have clean water. We had two children die just last week from typhoid. Typhoid is a disease that is spread through waterborne illnesses. And what we need is, we didn't realize that some of our new schools didn't have water treatment systems, and we just learned of this. And so, you know, we need a water treatment system at these three schools. And so, you know, we need to raise money for things like that. It's very easy to be a part of the solution for what's going on in our world today. And we make it as simple as $20 a month, or you can get more involved and actually sponsor an entire school. We have a school right now in Sudan, South Sudan, that was given to us by the government of South Sudan. And they're just saying, please come and teach us how to forgive, teach us how to live together, and we will give you the school if you teach us how to do this. And so, you know, maybe sponsoring a teacher for that school. Sponsoring, we need to have about 500 desks made. You know, I think a desk might cost $25. Okay, I'm going to build 10 desks then for 10 kids. So these are the opportunities that we have currently presenting ourselves.
And there's opportunities at home as well. So does it, for our listeners in the U.S., we think of at home and over there. I mean, you just explained the opportunities over there, so to say. But here at home, when Christians are battling with the oppression, the chains of sin, the chains of unrepentance, why should our listeners get involved in helping their brothers and sisters break free from these things that don't really get talked about that much?
Well, there's a reason why Set Free is so busy, and one of the reasons we're so busy is because a lot of the church leaders don't want to talk about difficult subjects, and so we talk about them here. We talk about sexual sin. We talk about alcoholism. We talk about drug addiction. We talk about cutting. We talk about divorce. These are all the things that are facing us today. We have the reality that 57 million children have been killed by abortion. That makes 100 million parents who are dealing with guilt and shame. These are the things that we're dealing with in our country right now. And so we have to get to the core issues of why we're not doing so well in our nation today. We're the richest nation on the planet. We're the most medicated people on the planet. Why is that? Why is our health system failing? It's not working. Because there's too many people who are hurting and they're not dealing with their unresolved spiritual and emotional issues, and their bodies begin to psychosomatically, they begin to fail. And so there's all these issues that are going on with us physically, but we have to back the bus up and deal with the spiritual and the emotional issues first. If you look at Psalm 38, read about King David and the condition he was in spiritually and emotionally and physically. He was a wreck. That's because he had hidden sin of blood guilt, and he had hidden the sin of adultery. He had covered it all over because he was king, and it wasn't going to affect him. And it did affect him. It affected him horribly. And that's a covenant child who's suffering because he's hidden sin. I would propose that that's the state of most or many Christians in America today. They've covered over hidden sin. They claim themselves to be covenant children, but in the meanwhile, they're starting to feel and act like King David. And only through a Nathan experience could King David be set free and healed. And that's Psalm 51 is just a beautiful record of that. King David being healed through confession and renouncement of sin. And that's what we do at Set Free. We would love to train any church body to do this. This is what we do. We teach and train. And we want more people to be able to be equipped to help with the people in their churches to do this process. And it's very powerful, it's very effective, and there's lots of work to do. So we'd like to train others to do it.
And that's why I'm excited to connect our listeners to Set Free. And I'm excited to share more stories like this, because there is, no pun intended, there is freedom in truth. And
yeah,
that's what
does set you free.
It does. And yeah. For now, that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
No. I'm good.
All right. Again, I've been speaking with Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries about a couple different topics, things going on both here and there. And highlights of 2015 and how you can get involved in their ministry and help them do even more in 2016. Dean, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Thank you.